So, first question, how important is this event from a marketing point of view? How does it help you as the head of marketing and PR of Wargaming to achieve your goals?
So, frankly speaking, Grand Finals, that's one of the most important events for us, especially taking into account that we invest, as the company, a huge budget to this event. So, esports, it's a kind of marketing tool for us because it helps not just acquire new people to our games, but also to keep them in the game. So that's why it's one of the biggest one for us.
Mm-hmm. You are at the heart of what's going on in the gaming industry right now. So what can you tell us about the new trends that are going on at mm-hmm. this moment?
So currently the biggest trend that online games is still expanding, and they're expanding not just on PC platform but also on consoles like Xbox or PlayStation. So it's one of the biggest trends now, and the second one is that the market of mobile games it's increasing. So I guess my colleague like Fred, he's all the same. Yeah, but it's definitely true that this market is expanding all the time.
We've seen the Intel Russian manager yesterday showing the tablet and explaining how important is mm-hmm. Mobile gaming as well. So how do you see it expanding in the next few years?
You mean like mobile market?
Yeah.
So it's going to be bigger and bigger all the time. So mobile games will come to some emergency markets like Middle East or, for example, Brazil. So they're going to be big there, actually. So mm-hmm. and usually the budgets, the marketing budgets for such kind of games, they are increasing. So it means that it's going to be the biggest one.
Mm-hmm. Can we say that esports is one of those trends as well?
Definitely yes, and the audience of esports, it's increasing every year. So it's not like the new trend at this moment, but the audience is always expanding, and new games, they are coming. So that's why such platforms like Twitch, it helps to do it. So it is.
If we want to speak with the numbers regarding the esports, what can you tell us from your experience as a new company in this field of the esports? I mean, mm-hmm.
So first of all, our company invested $26 million to develop esports. So during the last 3 years, it was like very huge budget. So and actually, we attracted like 300,000 people who participated in this tournament. So for us, it's huge numbers. So you can imagine that the active audience who played just esports is very huge for us. So like this.
Mm-hmm. Word of Tanks is already a huge success for Wargaming. Now everyone expects World of Warships.
Exactly.
Is it the next big thing for you?
We hope so, yeah. Currently, we're in closed beta. Closed beta, it's the process when people can try the game. It. Yeah, but
so you're getting feedback right
exactly,
now.
So we still have time to improve the title. So anyway, the first statistics, the first analytics of the company shows that the title is going to be very popular. So anyway, it's going to be released soon, so we'll see.
And how your goal is to expand in the Western world
exactly.
right now, from what I understood yesterday. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to achieve that marketing-wise speaking?
I would say that Brazil is going to be our next market. So usually we're doing like lots of different tactics like esport, like participating in different huge gaming shows, or for example, like changing or adapting the game for a dedicated market. So for us, it's going to be just regular work, like on everyday basis. So working with press is one of them too. Or buying like advertising globally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hopefully, right. I could. Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I could give you some information on this one.
Thank you very much.